The year 2023 was another special one for the green and white from Pella High School. Let's look back at some of the top moments from 2023 for the Pella Dutch. As the Grinnell Tigers were slated to leave the Little Hawkeye Conference, they had a long winning streak over the girls' basketball team. But in February, a clash of ranked teams went the way of the green and white.
Drives the lane, kicks it out to Kennedy Van Vark for three.
There it is.
Yes! Kennedy Van Vark makes it a two-possession game.
There it is. Great driving kick.
February was also special as the first ever Pella girls wrestlers appeared at the state tournament, including Emily Spurgeon, Elaine Babcock, and Isabella Smith. It was four pinfall wins for the Pella boys wrestlers as they opened day one of the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena. Jackson Van Clay would finish eighth in his junior campaign. Springtime in Pella, as always, was busy and full of special moments, including an upset special for the Pella girls tennis team as they upended Assumption to make it to the top four of Class 1A as a team. The Pella girls soccer team made it back to state after a three-year absence as well, winning in their opening round for a top four finish. The Dutch were dominant on the track as J.C. Trine helped push the Pella girls back onto the track and field podium with an epic final finish in the Class 3A 4x400 relay. It's been a long wait, but the Pella boys tennis team claimed a doubles championship with Joshua Rosenboom and Jack Briggs.
So I was really bummed about missing Caleb last year, but once me and Josh had a few matches together in the offseason, I knew that our ceiling could be even higher than me and Caleb was, and that was a really good feeling because I was really down in the dumps about missing my awesome brother, but you know, playing with Josh, and our ceiling was definitely higher, and we got it done this year, which was great.
Like I said, it's kind of crazy how I was the one that got it done, but of course my other siblings, you know, they also had their achievements, but it just feels weird.
That duo helped Pella back to a fourth consecutive second place finish in Class 1A. And of course, the spring was capped with one of the best performances by an individual in school history, regardless of sport, as Chase Lawman's three individual titles powered the Dutch back to the top of Class 3A for the second time in three seasons.
And your champion, he's won three events this weekend, the 8, the 16, and the 32. He runs 4:16.90 from Pella, Chase Lawman.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, here with the distance king of Class 3A, 800 champion, 1600 champion, 3200 champion, Chase Lawman. You repeat an incredible feat done by Aiden Ramsey and Nate Mueller. What does it mean to be able to complete that? Not only that, but to do so clinching the team championship.
Yeah, I mean, just to be in the same sentence with those guys is just amazing. I would never would have thought I'd even be anywhere near those guys with the accomplishments they did, because they were just crazy. So to come up with those three wins and just do whatever I could for the team and to get the team title was just awesome.
And while the spring is always a tough act to follow at Pella High School, the boys and girls of summer had their share of memorable moments, including a couple of upset wins for the Pella softball team as they knocked off ranked Indianola and Knoxville. And after that group of athletes graduated, another group returning had a lot of fun this past fall as well. The Pella football team found themselves back in the playoffs for the first time since 2020, in a year that included signature wins over number one Xavier and then number one Bondurant Farrar.
Victory formation for Pella with 43 seconds to go. They take a snap, they take a knee, and they won't need to run another play. The Dutch have upset the defending state champions. As the clock winds down, our final score, Pella 31, Cedar Rapids Xavier 21.
And 1 year after sweeping the Class 3A team trophies, the Pella cross-country teams came 6 points away from sweeping all four titles at Fort Dodge to cap off another special season, as the Pella girls clinched back-to-back championships, and individuals Kanan Dunham and Marissa Farabee found the podium for individual titles. Pella's boys would finish second to an excellent Gilbert team.
Yeah, this was always the goal from the beginning of the season, individual and team trophy with all these amazing girls around me. And then I took an unexpected turn down injury lane with lots of hours on the bike with Liz, and then we even got in the pool for a couple days, and that was just like lowest of the low, definitely mentally and physically. But I'm super thankful for the coaches. They helped put me back where they are. Kari spent a lot of time with me, just coaching me back to where I am today. I couldn't without them. Couldn't without my teammates who supported me throughout the way, through the high races, through the low races where I stopped and cried to someone and somehow kept going. But yeah, I'm super grateful and Can't wait to see where we go next year. We're getting some new amazing girls. We're going to miss the seniors a lot. It's going to be super sad when we come back next fall and realize that they're not there, like what actually happens. But we're super excited to welcome the incoming freshmen next year, and we can't wait to do this again next season and keep improving.
Super excited. This is what we've been working for like all year, and yeah, I'm really thankful for Nathan. He's really helped me with that too, being able to do workouts with him. And
that's a look back at the year 2023 for Pella High School. I'm Andrew Schneider.